This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
There's more information that you can now provide with regard to the incident that happened in Bolivar where two state troopers were stabbed. As I understand it, I'm hearing that that when this incident happened, the suspect, this woman, grabbed the gun. Can you walk me through what it is that we know and that you can share right now with regard to that incident?
I'll give you a lot more information than we originally put in the press release. This whole thing started with a person at their house looks out, sees someone trying to get into their vehicle, obviously steal their vehicle, went out, shooed the person away, but was in the process of calling emergency services, a suspicious person or something along those lines. And watched then that suspect ultimately steal a neighbor's car, the black pickup truck, which would eventually lead to our arrest, and leave that residence. That neighbor took it upon themselves, right? The neighborhood watched, so to speak, followed that vehicle, called it in. Now they traveled about 10 minutes south of where the village of Bolivar was, north traveled south, and ultimately opened 911 line. Our troopers were able to respond. That stolen vehicle, all we have is female suspect. That's all we have, the slight description. That vehicle pulled into a Crosby's gas station right at the gas pump and pulled right in there. The following vehicle, the neighbor pulled in behind, but we had two troopers blockade that car off. Now, from the time those troopers stopped their vehicles and got out of their car, we immediately rushed to the vehicle in a scenario like that, obviously because we don't want that vehicle to leave and possibly put other people at risk for a stolen vehicle. It was 8 seconds, 8 to 10 seconds by the time those troopers were able to start arresting her, but the resisting arrest obviously commenced. And during that time, a trooper Clock was stabbed just above the eye in the forehead area and almost lost his eye, obviously traumatic, but deep enough wound to penetrate the skull, which caused a brain bleed. And this was a hunting knife, so it was a fairly larger knife. At that time, the second trooper, Trooper Rich, drew his firearm, was about to take that shot. She ended up grabbing the pistol and pushing it away from her. The shot went off, did not strike anybody, but ultimately, people who know guns, it never ejected the round, so it's a one-shot gun. And at that point is when, right around there, is where Trooper Rich got stabbed on the side of the skull, hard enough to cause a fracture in his skull, and obviously a bubble and a serious injury between the brain and the skull. So, but those two troopers obviously trying to subdue her, arrest her. And again, this whole thing started with community watching each other and it ends that way. We have people coming in, civilians coming in to assist in this arrest. She was extremely resistant to this and we were able to take her in custody with very minor injuries.
Now, speaking of injuries, these two troopers who were stabbed, it's safe to say they were seriously injured here. Where are we at right now? Are they doing better? What's the update on these troopers' conditions?
So Trooper Clock had, like I said, the brain bleed, the knife penetrated the skull enough to cause that, and a fractured skull on Trooper Rich. Two very serious injuries, anything to do with a head trauma, a head impact like that. And They went to Strong Memorial Hospital. Both have been treated. They were released about a day or two ago separately. And that's great news for the family. Our employee assistance program are working with their families. We don't expect them back to work anytime soon. Obviously, there's going to be a time period and multiple doctor visits and checkups to make sure that nothing, metastasizes or gets even worse in there, and basically get all that inflammation down and obviously heal up. But like I said, state police are working with the two troopers. But the big news is they're out of the hospital, out of that critical condition, to more of a support condition at this point.
Could this incident and what happened have been a lot worse if we didn't have that element in the community to help?
And that's where this is. That's why I said it started with the community, right? The neighborhood watch, and it ends with the community helping troopers at the scene. Obviously, two troopers with serious head trauma injuries, but it takes a community, right, to do anything in life. And we always say our best eyes and ears have always been the community, and there's nothing more when, you're going to help out your neighbor do menial tasks around the yard and stuff like that. So, of course, you're going to call and possibly even follow the stolen vehicle and then end with, people seeing troopers in need, and so they lend a helping hand. And we can never be more appreciative enough at doing the job that we do when we try to serve the community the best we can as law enforcement to see that kind of return, and we're very grateful for that.
Were there people that were there when this happened, that witnessed these troopers being stabbed, that stepped in to help?
Oh, absolutely. There are multiple people that stepped in to help in certain scenarios. Like I said, there are some people that obviously recorded it with their phones. There are some people that stepped in to help. But this was a fully functional, very active, middle of the afternoon Crosby's. In fact, our suspect vehicle pulled up to the gas pump and actually blocked themselves. There was a car already pumping gas right in front of the suspect vehicle. So, like I said, there are people all over the place. But again, we're very grateful for the community being able to step in and assist those troopers, because that could have been a very different outcome with those injuries. A lot of blood at the scene, a lot of emotion going on right then and there. But like I said, from the time the trooper car stopped, they went hands on, talking less than 8 seconds, very confined space. So they start fighting and they're rolling around in and around gas pumps. You've been to a gas station before. You're hitting the poles and the fixtures and the things like that. It's a very violent scene. And like I said, for her to even be being taken into custody with very minor injuries is a big win.
And the actions of the officers too. I mean, they were injured and they were still trying to apprehend. I mean, talk about that as they're dealing with their own issue. I saw the one put his hand up and he's still bleeding out of it right above his eye. But I mean, they had a job to do and they were still, trying to apprehend this woman who had committed a crime.
And that's when you go back to the training. So these two troopers give you a little bit of history. One at 9 years, one at 11. They're very senior troopers down out of SP Amity. So they have a lot of experience. But in the academy early on, you're taught, to fight through things. And that's why our academy is 6 months. That's why it's very difficult, because we put you through a gauntlet of different scenarios and hardships, unfortunately, in the academy. But it prepares you for something like this. Traumatic injuries, but you have to fight to stay alive. Obviously, if she gets away and we lose a life as a trooper at that scene, what is she going to do next? If she's willing to stab two troopers in the head and steal a vehicle, what would she be capable of to the public? And that's why we have to fight through those scenarios.
And I think when it originally happened, they were in serious condition, but has that been updated at all? Are they?
So they were, the two troopers were taken to Strong Memorial Hospital in critical condition. Trooper Clock was there a little bit longer with the eye injury. We thought he was going to lose his eye at first, but that is not the case. Trooper Rich was released first, and then Trooper Clock was released a little bit after that, about yesterday. So all in all, they're home with their family. They're recovering. Employee assistance program are working with them as well as their family. But that is the best case scenario for us at this time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.